Well, you have many opportunities that kids don't really have in other schools.
Desmond Nelson is a fifth grader at Calvin Rodwell Elementary School in Northwest Baltimore, where, among other things, he's learned to cook through the school's culinary arts program.
I can actually make pancakes. I'm learning how to scramble eggs.
Like a number of Baltimore City school buildings, Rodwell Elementary is crowded and needs repairs. Mary Booker is the principal here.
We're meant to have approximately 250 students, and we are now at 381 students.
1978 is when this school opened. Are you looking to have an addition put on to this building?
We're looking for a brand new building. We're expecting great things from the 21st century plan, so we're hoping that we will have a new building.
A new school building is the greatest gift of all. We're going to make it happen for them.
City School Board Chairman Neil Duke and School CEO Andre Salonzo unveiled a $2.4 billion plan to renovate, replace, or close city school buildings over the next 10 years.
For 137 schools, either we are calling for significant renovations that make them state-of-the-art schools, or we're saying this school has to be built anew.
But 26 schools would close over the next 10 years, starting with four closing at the end of this school year. They are Baltimore Rising Star Academy, Garrison Middle, Patapsco Elementary Middle, and the William C. March Middle School. Mayor Rawlings-Blake says old buildings that are largely vacant need to be closed.
We are going to close, and it's not going to be easy. The decisions that have to be made to close some schools is going to be rough all around.
Alonzo says city bottle tax revenue plus the sale of bonds and state school construction money will pay for all this. He admits convincing lawmakers to approve the state funding is a challenge.
Can I just say we're not asking for more?
Okay.
As in, what we're asking for is predictable funding stream that is what we have gotten in the past, but giving us the flexibility to then leverage that in order to be able to do a lot up front.
And as for Rodwell Elementary, the report recommends either renovating that school building or replacing the building and adding middle school grades. Fifth grader Desmond Nelson would welcome that.
Most of the schools that we know of really deserve this opportunity as well to get a new school building, to get ahead in life and learn new things.
In Northwest Baltimore, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.